This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. A second moose died Sunday night up on Rabbit Ears Pass. It was hit by a Volkswagen, which had to be towed. There were no injuries to those in the vehicle. Colorado Parks and Wildlife confirms that the body of the moose was able to be donated so the meat could be harvested. This was the second moose that was killed on Sunday. The first was at Steamboat Ski Resort when it jumped off the upper deck of the parking structure closest to the base. Colorado Parks and Wildlife confirms that the meat from that moose was also donated. Here is a statement from Steamboat Ski Resort. They say it's a very unfortunate situation and tragedy for the resort and our community, where wildlife are as much a part of our family as our staff and guests. A much-needed reminder that our backyard is their home. When wildlife are encountered, they should be respected, and humans need to keep their distance while giving them space to move along. The Colorado Cattlemen's Association is meeting for their 156th annual convention. It's in Steamboat Springs this week. President Philip Anderson from Walden says they're working on policy, looking at the past and setting goals for the future.
Well, I think we have to look at how we're working with the government and how they're working with us. Definitely, we have to look at how recreation is affecting agriculture and how agriculture is affecting recreation. And also, Colorado water is very important everywhere in this state.
The Steamboat Springs Pro Rodeo Series kicks off the 2023 season this Friday and Saturday at Romick Rodeo Arena at the Hallison Sports Complex. John Shipley will be back at the Crow's Nest announcing.
It's a big year. The prize money has increased. We've got a bunch of the top bull riders looking at us for week one. It's going to be exciting.
The rodeos every weekend through the end of August. Two extra rodeos for Cowboy Roundup days. That's July 3rd and 4th. Gates open at 5:30. The official groundbreaking ceremony for the new Steamboat Springs City Hall and downtown fire station is at 3:30 today. It's on the future site at 10th Street. This also means the 10th Street parking lot is closing permanently. Steamboat Springs City Council meets tonight. City Attorney Dan Foote is presenting an update on U.S. Postal Service. Earlier this year, the city and seven other Colorado Mountain Resort communities gave $5,000 each to explore potential legal action against the post office for poor levels of service. Foote's report says the initial reviews complete. It's concluded that the city and its partner communities have several potential legal claims against the U.S. Postal Service. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access at any time at steamboatradio.com.